It's Thursday, February 2nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Two new studies reveal key trends driving SMB and mid-market IT spending in 2023. And Maryland Bill proposes a pilot program for a four-day work week with incentives for participating companies. This is the Business of Tech. Tech Isle out with 8 key SMB and mid-market trends. Here they are. First, SMBs are digitally transforming into connected enterprises, but the complexity is challenging. Second, centering on business agility, time to value, and operational resiliency for long-term growth is the trend. Third, prioritizing profitability, innovation, growth, and cloud cost management, as well as security. Fourth, hybrid work is proving challenging and the return to the office is imminent as employees and employers are disconnected. Fifth, expected revenue growth in 2023 is 5.8%, with 54% of SMBs likely to grow by more than 5%. Sixth, SMB IT spending increases in 2023 expected to be 4.9%. 46% of SMBs will likely increase IT spending by more than 5%. Seventh, 29% of SMBs have a strong preference for OpEx-based as-a-service purchasing models. And finally, number eight, agility, time to value, meeting scaling IT demand with a limited budget are key drivers of an as-a-service technology adoption. And how about one from Analysys Mason, their key trends? Early adopters will drive SMB IT spending. Rising energy costs will affect SMBs' IT spending decisions, and environmental, social, and governance initiatives will become a priority for SMBs. So who are SMBs spending with? The analysis offers that SMBs are the new enterprise light accounts and will look to manage services providers for more than IT management and will spend more than $66 billion on operators' IT solutions, excluding communications. What are the SMBs spending on? PC and device as a service models will shift focus from device procurement to a fully integrated IT experience. The adoption of platform as a service solutions will increase to drive IT resource efficiencies for SMBs, and cybersecurity will remain a top priority. Rapid growth in SMB spending on software as a service solutions will be led by BI, enterprise resource planning, and line of business software. A couple of data points from the list to extract. As SMBs accelerate their digital transformation initiatives, especially those driven by post-pandemic trends, the early adopters segment is expected to increase from about 10% of the 145 million SMBs worldwide to approximately 15%. These are SMBs that have typically adopted modern technologies and tested new features and product sets, and as a result, have spent more than the average on IT. As a result, SMBs' IT spending through MSPs is expected to grow 11% year over year from $279 billion US in 2022 to $311 billion in 2023. SMBs will increasingly look to telecom providers for IT advice, support, and services. According to the survey, 80% of SMBs consider taking IT services from operators. Why do we care? There isn't necessarily anything groundbreaking here, although I was surprised by the shift in early adopters data. 5% may not seem like a lot, but when I mention it's 5 million SMBs, that's a lot of companies. I've mentioned that I disagree with Tech Isle on the return to the office trend. We'll see how that one plays out. Need another example of the four-day work week? I've got a good one. Some workers in Maryland may end up with the new schedule if the General Assembly there gives the green light to a bill that creates a pilot program offering incentives to companies that cut the work week from 40 to 32 hours without reducing salaries. The Maryland bill will get its first hearing in the Senate there early next month. The lead bill sponsors in the House said the bill had garnered a lot of attention in Annapolis from lawmakers and lobbyists, some of whom expressed their clients would be interested in offering a shorter work week. Whether the bill is passed is still uncertain. Along with administering the program, the State Department of Labor would encourage participation and gather data about their experience. The bill proposes spending a total of $750,000 in tax credits annually. It also calls for the governor to allocate $250,000 for fiscal years 2025 through 2028 to the Department of Labor to administer and publicize the program. Now, why do we care? Paying businesses to try the model out is certainly one way to reduce any possible risk. And that's why it's an incentive. Any Maryland-based company should be watching this one, and those in the other 49 states should consider whether a call to your representative is worth it. This trend is growing step by step. Now, business owners don't need an incentive to run their own pilot, of course. The days of limiting yourself to the big players is coming to an end. Modernize your cloud offerings by partnering with Linode and Akamai. The cloud landscape is growing with alternative cloud providers like Linode offering better price to performance and better support at a fraction of the cost. There's just some clients that don't fit into the one-size-fits-all box of the big three. Enter Linode, Linux cloud hosting at the fraction of the cost of the big players. Your customers can save up to 70% on their cloud bill. Find out more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Well, it's Groundhog Day. Are we in for six more weeks of winter? We'll find out soon enough. It's also National Tater Tot Day, so I'm going to enjoy those. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.